Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market is up by around 27 points, or just under a half of 1%, as we move into the early part of the afternoon. That's a far cry from the brisk clip of buying that we saw in the early part of the session that had the market up by around 1.7%. So in doing that, the index was testing the waters above the 6,000 market. Seems as though that gave it a little bit of vertigo. That's why we've pulled back a little bit. Bearing in mind that the last time that the market was around these levels, the 6,000 mark, it was falling quite dramatically. It was in the early part of March, the 9th of March to be exact, where the market was getting to grips with a whole range of things. So a vastly different set of circumstances at the moment that is continuing to drive sentiment. Probably the point worth making is that we've seen the most recent addition to the government's initiatives to support the economy in the last half a day, with the federal government announcing a support package totaling almost $690 million aimed at supporting the housing construction sector. So you dovetail that with the range of things, be it low interest rates, JobKeeper, JobSeeker packages. There is a lot of support out there for the economy, and that is being reflected in the recovery or the expectations for the recovery of the market over the course of the near to medium term. So to that end, I suppose on the economic front, another part of that picture has been the retail sales numbers for the month of April. They were down quite substantially, as expected, probably a little bit worse than what the market had been looking for. But really, when you're talking about this sort of quantum, a percent or two doesn't really matter that much. Retail sales were down by 17.7% in the month of April. A massive retrenchment in buying activity on the part of households, considering that that measure was up by 8.5% in March. So that's, as with a range of numbers, ancient history. Now the market's firmly focused on what's going to happen in the second half of the year. That is really the point to highlight, and the rate at which a range of measures are recovering. So on that front, it's important to keep an eye on the broad range of economic readings to get a sense of how things are turning, the turning points or the rate of change in the most recent period. So to give you a sense of that, the survey of job advertisements that's compiled by Seek, the job hunting website, today they said, for example, in Queensland, over the course of the last 2 weeks, there were 62% more jobs compared to the average over the course of April. That's a big increase. Of course, it's a question of whether or not that momentum continues, but that's another example of the rate at which things are recovering in the Australian picture, which is obviously quite important. And that's the sort of thing that puts lights a fire under, for example, tourism stocks. We saw corporate travel shares up by around 7% this morning. Flight Centre's up by 2%. Qantas shares are up by 6%. They have indicated today that they expect that over the course of, or by the end of the June, domestic capacity will be at 15%, and that by the end of July, it'll be at 40% of their total capacity, depending on border openings and the like. So that has helped Qantas shares up by 5%. That stock is up by more than 10% over the course of the last week, still down by about 40% in annualized terms. Another organization that has done quite well this morning is Sky City. They've had some favourable things to say about the opening of their properties in New Zealand, and they also expect their Adelaide casino to be open by the end of June or early July. So that stock, as I said, up by about 6%. The Buy Now, Pay Later group has been on fire, to say the least, in recent days. There have been any number of examples of that, be it Zip, which rose by 22% yesterday, 38% the day before. Today, the newest entrant into that cohort in terms of stellar gains has been Splitit. It's up by 27%. They've reported some encouraging sales numbers. Their merchant sales are up by 321% compared to the same time last year. Another organization, OpenPay, is in the trading halt as they undertake a capital raising. That stock's been up by 134% this week so far, which is quite impressive to say the least. So the Aussie dollar, having tested the waters at around in the neighborhood of 70 US cents yesterday, has pulled back a little bit. So it's closer to 69 US cents as we speak.